There was a gentleman farmer. As you know, a gentleman farmer is someone who owns his own land. A tenant farmer rents. A gentleman farmer who was not too good, but starting out, and he always used to email Department of Agriculture, "Oh, my cows are walking kind of slow. What's wrong with them? This is not quite right. What's wrong with them?" One day he emails, "I got up today and three of my chickens had their legs up in the air. What's wrong with them?" And he got an email back, "Sir, your chickens are dead." Sometimes things are very obvious. Sometimes they're not obvious. In today's world, there are many philosophies, and the philosophies all claim to show us how to love. I was talking with a young couple about love, and I said, you know, there are two songs, one by Simon and Garfunkel that's called "I Am a Rock, I'm an Island." You lock yourself off to all emotions because you are afraid of getting hurt. And then there's another song written by Neil Diamond called "I'm a Believer," that a person doesn't know about love until they meet someone they love, and then they become a believer because their love is returned. And they go, "Oh, you mean the song from Shrek?" I go, "Yeah, that song." When you get older, you know the original song, and people know the one that was used in the cartoon. I says, "Yes, the one that says, 'I thought love was only true in fairy tales until I saw her face.'" So we as Christians say that love is always found in the face of your neighbor. How can I, as a Christian, show that I love people? Well, by actually loving them, and not necessarily those who fall in love with you, but people who need your compassion and your affection. I also said there is an example in Greek literature of two different ways to approach life. One is about Odysseus. He was, as you remember, the one who traveled a lot. And what he did, when he was passing by rocky cliffs, there were the sirens who would sing the songs that would drive sailors mad, and they would crash their boats. So what Odysseus did was he poured wax into the ears of his sailors and had them tie him to the mast, so he wouldn't go mad, and so they would be able to sail by safely. Well, that's one way to approach life, to cordon yourself off. But there's another more beautiful Christian way, and this is from, not Odysseus, but Orpheus and the Argonauts. As they traveled by the sirens, Orpheus began to play his lyre, his musical instrument, and he played it so beautifully that the sailors didn't listen to the siren song, but they listened to the beauty that was being played on ship. In the Christian life and in going to church, too often we don't see the beauty. We drift off in daydreaming without God, not realizing that everything you have in your life that you consider beautiful and wonderful, that's the place where you should bring God's presence to and say, "Lord, help me appreciate this beautiful thing I have in your life." Do not close yourself off from reality, but open yourself up to the beauty, and you will see that religion and God will help you appreciate the beauty in your life. So we as Christians look towards the beauty of our relationship with our God, not as something that we need to separate from beauty, from laughter and joy. Slava Isusu Christu.